Hi, this is Dolores. I'm just going to do a little boo on community. I meant to do this after the second meeting between the police and the community after the shooting of the young fella in Forest Hill 2 weeks ago, today actually. But I've just been so busy. But what I wanted to say at that time was I'm really proud of this community and the way that we've dealt with the shooting and been able to be quite understanding about what happened. And, you know, and what really struck me at the both meetings were that, you know, there's always two sides to a story. Some people were quite annoyed and were bringing up other deaths in custody. But besides from that, the majority of people were, like, quite pleased that the police had responded so quickly. And, you know, a lot of people now, when we speak about it, have said, you know, say he'd been behaving wildly like that maybe on a school day or school run when people are about and he was acting crazy the way he was, you know. Well, you know, like one of the policemen said, at the end of the day, people go out with knives and guns. What do they expect? You know what happens if you're caught with a weapon. But I'm not sticking up for anyone because I don't know any facts yet. But I'm just proud of the way that us as a community have all stuck together. We've spread the word and everyone's calm. And I spoke to a lady that was working on the police bus and she said that most of the people were coming up to the bus and, you know, saying, oh, still feel safe and thank you for being there on the bus and they can go and talk about it. You know, be able to vent it, really. Be able to speak about it because it's quite traumatic when things like this happened in the community, especially it's small. I mean, London's big, but it's just built up of small communities. That's why you have gang wars, because they have got their postcodes. So, you know, we all live in our own little postcodes, and they're all quite happy. But today I feel a little bit sad, because I feel the crime has dropped in Catford quite a lot. And, you know, community have been working with the youth and the police to try and reduce gang crime, and it seems to be working. There was even a little report about it on the BBC a couple of weeks ago. So Lewisham police are obviously quite proud of that. But and then there was two stabbings this weekend, and one boy, his name's Kwame, has been killed in South Norwood. He was only 17. My grandson knows him, and the kids know him in Sydney. We went to Forest Hill Boys. 17 and dead. He's not even lived. So that's quite a shock again, yet again, for Sydenham. The kids are quite upset. I mean, my grandson's 14, but everyone knew Kwame. So it's upsetting. And I just feel sad that the children's childhood's been tainted by this crime. Knives, guns. So I don't want to, because I, you know, I've been feeling better with all my booze and everything. So I didn't want to start going and being all sad and everything, because things that I feel so uplifted lately. But you know, you can't ignore what's going on. And so I just, you know, this terrible, this young boy being killed. I believe it's related to another stabbing up in Brixton, but I haven't got all the details yet. Seems like it was a revenge attack. So yeah, that's it. I'm proud of my community. I'm doing well at university. I'm feeling quite up, and yeah, everything's fine. So keep fighting for your communities, because it's important. We live in London. We should all stick together. It was good. And it was actually good going to this meeting as well, because it reinforced that, you know, I met people that I'd not even met before, and we all live near each other. So I've sort of made new friends. Yeah, it was a... It was good. Okay, well, this is Dolores signing off. It's Sunday afternoon. I'm just relaxing. Hope you all have a good day as well. Bye.